Level 2. In ancient Rome, the central element of the army was the legion, infantry units commanded by generals of senatorial rank. By the 4th century BCE, Rome began to supplement its legions with support units, such as cavalry and auxiliary cohorts drawn from Latin colonies and Italic allies. Although auxiliaries did not enjoy the same status as legionaries, they played a crucial role in enhancing the effectiveness of Roman forces on the battlefield. In the 3rd century BC, during the Punic Wars, the Roman army, in addition to its land-based legions, established an equally effective naval force. Although initially inexperienced at sea, the Romans succeeded in building a formidable fleet. Their warships, known as naves longae, were equipped with the corvus, a movable boarding device that allowed enemy ships to be securely grappled, enabling hand-to-hand combat, an area in which the Romans clearly excelled. This tactical innovation, however, was soon abandoned as the Roman navy's maritime skills became more firmly established. The sailors, known as classiarii, did not hold Roman citizenship at the time of their enlistment, but could obtain it upon discharge, which typically occurred after 25 years of service. In addition to these military units, the fleet also employed specialized divisions responsible for reconnaissance and transport operations. It was only at the beginning of the 1st century AD, under the Emperor Augustus, that two permanent military fleets were established. One, stationed at Ravenna, was tasked with patrolling the Adriatic Sea. The other, based at Cape Misenum, at the northern edge of the Gulf of Naples, controlled the Tyrrhenian Sea. Both were positioned to defend the Italian peninsula and played a key role in securing Roman dominance over the Mediterranean.